Hi, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Lightship. And tonight's our very special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And what happens is we get transported to the Lightship out of time. And the light beings that created you are here to help us with the process for ascension. And with this, they do a lot of physical healings on us. So we do this show once a week on Saturdays. And it's quite a marvelous show if you're able to actually physically see the light beings. Remember, the Lightship is what Jesus used for his ascension teachings and his healings 2,000 years ago. And so you have the opportunity to enjoy these wonderful healings and to actually have this consciousness of the Lightship come to you. And the Lightship is pure love energy. It does not work with the mind energy. The mind is, in a sense, the darkness energy, because the mind was not created by the light. And what happens in the process of New Age metaphysics, unfortunately, is that everything is being taught through the mind and not asking people to go to their heart center. And when you go into the mind energy, that's where you get the mind control. Remember, the mind always wants to figure out more and more things to do. And the heart is always in the moment. So the mind is everywhere but the moment. And this is how the dark side, these negative extraterrestrials and negative beings and planets like your horoscope, your astrological natal chart, everything else that goes along with your past lives and parallel lives, this is how they attach to you. So unfortunately, these energies are here, but the Lightship is here to help you if you choose to do the ascension process. And that is taking your body to a different consciousness, much higher than what we are right now, along with the Earth Spirit. And you're able to do the ascension if you can clean out your body enough, like the masters have done in the past, so that you're able to bring your spirit more fully into your body and have a light body present with you, walking with your spirit. So this is your choice in this lifetime. And hopefully you are willing to do this process. So we'll see if our co-host is on here in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, and good night and welcome, everyone. It's great to be with you here on Saturday night, and as Ron said, and I'll just kind of repeat a couple things for those of you that are just coming on, since we were on a bit early. Tonight is Saturday night, and we get to go to the Lightship, which is a wonderful experience if you haven't been. Stay tuned for that. That will probably happen at about 9:30. And in the meantime, we'll get into some healings and answer as many questions as we can for the listeners, and the best way to reach us is just to go onto the fast chat and type in your question. That way, if there's a live healing going on, then we don't have to have that interrupted with phone calls. So anybody can get on the fast chat. You just click on BBS Fast Chat from the Creation Lightship page. You'll scroll down the page, and you'll see a beautiful light being there. And that's a light being from the Creation Lightship, and just below that is the link to click on to get onto the fast chat. And you just enter your name and question, and we will answer as many as we can throughout the hour. So I will turn it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so what we'll do first here is entity releases from people. What happens, I find, when I do private sessions with people, sometimes that time comes about and the entities in the people and that person doesn't want to have them released. So they do a cancel on me, which is kind of interesting. And you know right away that they're definitely being controlled by entities. So this is what happens with people. And the entities are very strong. Remember, the entities are energies created by the Earth Spirit. And these energies are similar to the mind energy in the fact that it's not heart energy. So during the ascension process, the Lightship only will work with heart energy. The heart energy never controls anything. It's only in the now, works in the now, this very moment, and does not work in the future, and does not have the past because it's always in the now. The Lightship will go into the past to help you through specialized healings that we do, but basically the light's always in the now, and this is where you wish to be and want to be throughout your life. and then walk and be with your spirit energy. Remember, your spirit is your heart center. This is where your true divine energy is. It's never outside of yourself. So here we go. We're going to do some entity releases here. So we're going from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head. And just sit back and feel the energies leave you. And your spirit's helping to do this process too. And here we go. We're doing the work right now. This takes about a minute to do. And we're working now up to your knees and up to your waist. And now working with your body organs. And going to your shoulders, down your arms, to your tip of your fingers. And now we'll work with your back of your neck fully now, and your head. And they're being released from you at this time. Remember, these entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. This is what we mainly deal with. There's many other energies that can and will come into us. A lot of these are extraterrestrial, which we won't get into that in this program tonight. But that's the dark side energies that are corded to you, connected to you, giving you mind control. Remember, there's either the mind or there's the heart energy. These two never mix. And this is why the light chip only works with heart energy. So here we go. I'm going to bring in more of your spirit into your body. And just sit back and relax. I'm going to count to 10 as more of you come in. We're collecting your spirit fragments right now. The light chip and your spirit is doing this. And then you have to be naturally healed of this process. So this is going on too. And I'll count to 10 as you come into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do a chakra alignment. You should feel that your body is heavier at this time. Remember, when you're in your body, you feel heavy. When you're out of your body, you feel very light. And that's probably why people say they feel spacey sometimes, because they're very light and they're not running spirit energy. You always want to run your spirit energy with you to have your spiritual guidance and your connection to the divine. The divine is always with you. It's never outside of yourself. So here we go. Go to your heart center, reposition that for you. Throat chakra good, third eye good, power chakra good, second chakra good, and first chakra. Wonderful. We'll do an opening for those who like to have their chakras opened up wider to allow more healing to take place with your invisible bodies and also your physical body. So here we go. Heart chakra, use the word spin to command the energy. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. Now we'll do your mind to heart drop. This is what you should be doing many times during the day to stay heart-centered, to get out of your head so you can be connected to your spirit energy. And the spirit energy is in the now, and it will give you your guidance that you need to have at that particular moment. And the guidance naturally is in the now, and it doesn't go into the past or the future. So you want to know what to do in the now. This is why time stops for most people when they're having a creative moment, because they're connected to their spirit using that creativity. And you're running that nice divine energy through you in your manifestation that you're doing at that particular time. So here we go. We're going to think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. We'll drop you down. This is your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego. Makes no difference, but here we go. Going down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll just put some music on here so you're able to stay in your heart center, connect with your own divinity, ask for guidance, ask for healing. Remember, you have to ask to have the divine work with you, including your spirit. Sylvia?
All right. Well, I'd like to bring up a couple of the questions that we have on the fast chat. So one question is about how Jesus died, if that process was the same as it was told in the Bible.
Well, the Bible was written on about three of his lifetimes. I was in his body 8 out of the 12 that he lived. So I would say yes as far as that. But he was actually supposed to be here for another additional 18 years doing his teachings. And unfortunately, the dark side, which is the Galactic Federation, who was in charge of his protection here, did not wish to have him continue on for his lifetime, naturally, because he was teaching ascension and having people become self-empowered spiritually, which just means to go to your heart center to connect to your own divinity and not to go outside of yourself. And that was his basic teaching. This is why he did so many of the healings that I'm doing right now during this lifetime to help people. And, you know, unfortunately, the dark side didn't like what he was doing. So working through the Galactic Federation, which should have supported him, remember, they still had UFOs back then, and they could have watched all the people and did things to protect him, which they chose not to do. And then the mind control came into the people to disconnect them from their own spirituality, much like today. And basically, they ended his life because he was bucking the system. So this is what actually happened. Just think how much better life would be today if you would have lived for the extra 18 years and would have reached more people for the ascension process. So what happened was the Earth Spirit, because it wasn't enough people ascending, because he didn't reach enough people, decided to do another 2,000-year energy cycle of the same basic stuff as we have now, which is duality from the God plane. And we're here again at the end of another cycle, trying to figure things out and to hopefully do the ascension. And whether humanity ascends or doesn't ascend makes no difference now to the Earth Spirit. It's already have given the people on the Earth here an additional 2,000 years to become heart-centered. So it's abandoning the Earth plane here, abandoning the Earth spiritual blueprint, and it's going to eight-dimensional reality. Now, whether or not the Earth Spirit, whether or not the Earth spiritual blueprint is going to be re-energized again is up for grabs according to whoever else would wish to take on this embodiment of this blueprint. If it doesn't get materialized by another spirit that decides to come into and energize the Earth blueprint, it will no longer exist. And this is what the ascension time is. All the planets created by the light ship, which is the light consciousness, the love energy, they all have this choice. And so what we know now is the Earth may not even be here. And naturally, if another spirit takes on the Earth densities here, the Earth blueprint, what you see now will not resonate at all to that unless it gets charged up with that new energy of the Earth Spirit. So it has to just start over again. And naturally, life as we have it right now on the Earth plane, humanity anyway, people living here with our bodies or your body will not even exist. So this is why the ascension time is here. This is what Jesus also conveyed, but he used other languaging to do that because people probably would not even get it back then. In fact, very few even in this lifetime understand the simplicity of what is actually happening here. And most people just think by smiling and being in their heart off and on and having good thoughts will have them do the ascension, which is not true. You have to have your body like a master's body, we'll say, out of judgment in order to have the physical body do the ascension process. Remember, this is why you cannot go to the light ship on your own. This is why Jesus said you have to go through me to go to the Father. This is because the light ship, if it saw you with your densities, without going with special protocol, which I also have and Jesus has since I was a healer in Jesus, the body would actually be terminated instantly if you were to go to the light ship because it would not be able to take that full frequency of energy. So anyway, I hope that answered your question here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have Mike talking about creativity, said that artists and musicians sounds like they get their compositions from their heart. And could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I would assume most of them do. I've talked to many musicians who are actually composing music, and they do say time stops. So if that's the case, more than likely that's where they're getting it from, yes. Uh-huh. I'm sure that there are other people who take drugs and go out into the mind energy, going into the astral plane, and they may get information there too, from the quote-unquote dark side. And that could be why some of the music that we have today is so dark and is full of hatred, basically, and some of the lyrics really, to me it's kind of disgusting. If you take the older music, there's a lot more probably in it, more harmony, more even harmonics as opposed to what we have today. So I would say the older music very possibly is much more healing because they are using actual instruments versus electronic instruments to make the sound. So if you are listening out there and you are a musician, if you can somehow get a group together just playing natural instruments, it will sound better and it will be more healing for your audience. As instead of having like the one-man band, with a synthesizer. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
I think that's it for the questions right now on the fast chat. We have a few requests for some sample clearing. One is for a release from mind control energy.
Okay. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and we'll take away the mind control energy that's around you. This energy is also the EMF energy, electromagnetic radiation, which could be from cell phone towers and satellites. It could be from radio stations, TV stations transmitting. These all have an effect on you, onto your body, whether you understand that, believe it or not, it does do harm to you. So what we're going to do is take away this energy. The mind control is transmitted to us, possibly on this planet, and probably more so transmitted by the extraterrestrials in the dark side universes to set off our implants in us. Remember, we are all extraterrestrial beings, races that are here, and in that genetic coding, we have built into us implants that can go off. So you probably have all seen movies on TV where people may be hypnotized or they're working with some type of maybe government energy or something, and they get some weird maybe transmission sent to them, or certain words are spoken to them, which actually activates parts of their mind. And the same thing is true with the implants. It'll activate the implants and put you into a different consciousness. And this is, like I said, what killed Jesus, too, is that nobody was willing to stand up for spiritual truth, even though he had a lot of followers, and they all got mind-controlled and went the other direction. So this is why he said on the cross, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So that may shed some light for you, just kind of connect the dots there. And then I will say another thing, which he stated, kind of paraphrasing, besides forgive them for they don't know what they do, he also said, why did you forsake me? So that's his words to the Galactic Federation and why they ended his life 18 years premature. So anyway, that's some tidbit of information for you here. So here we go. Here's the mind control energy. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So you should feel a little change in your body. You should feel like you are in a bubble. Look at the room around you, different things in the room, and you should feel separated. I'll put some music on here so you can have that experience. And again, just connect and just see how you feel. Ask your spirit. Your spirit has all your guidance. This is the teachings of Jesus that we strictly use here, which is stay inside of yourself, don't go out looking, and connect to the dark side through spirituality and different types of movements around that are attempting to bring you spirituality and tools. You already have it with you. Okay, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back to you here. I see some sample clearings here. It's hard to do some of these here because the seven generational clearing, that takes about an hour to hour and a half to do, so it's difficult because I have to work with each one of your generations going back in time, so it's hard to do a sample on that one. There's also a blood clearing for the seven generations, too. What we can do here is show you the energy of the new Earth energy, which will be on 8D. The spiritual blueprint is already created. Remember, this is where the Earth Spirit is going, and the Earth Spirit is allowing you, if you can clean your body out enough, to visit her, visit it, we'll say, over again here. And remember, it holds the resonance to your body. So remember, all spirits that are created have a certain frequency of resonance. Just like if you have any children, they will have the resonance of you. This is not necessarily genetics. This is resonant frequency. And so as the Earth Spirit never changes its frequency, it's now going to 8D, but it can still resonate with you. This is why your body is able to go to that high frequency, because it will allow you to resonate with its Earth energy again in a different location. This is why I stated that there will be no more life like we have it in our bodies here on this Earth after the universal shift, even if the same Earth is presented over again, because your body will not resonate to the Earth spirit that'll be brand new to this planet. It'll have a different frequency. Another way of saying this for people, you may have noticed sometimes if you do a lot of traveling, you just don't feel right in a certain area. And that's because you don't hold that resonance of that particular town or city where you are, and you do have a resonance where you live. So when you get back home, it goes, oh, this feels wonderful being back home again. It's only because you resonate with that particular energy, okay? And that's another way of looking at what's happening here. So here we go. We're going to have the Earth Spirit bring us there. So the Earth Spirit's going to show us this 8D reality. You're going to feel it. And I'll count to 10 and we'll be there. And here we go. We're actually on the light ship right now as it's is taking place, because the spiritual blueprint is on the light ship. So you're already beamed up, and we're actually going into the healing process a little bit early here. So here we go. We're going into the room where all the spiritual blueprints are, and the Earth Spirit is bringing out the 8D reality blueprint, and now it's being manifested, materialized in a special location. And we're walking into that room right now. And we're there, and you may be able to see and feel the energy, so just kind of put your feelers out right now, and we're there. So again, I'll put some music on so you can experience this particular energy here. It's very, very loving. Remember, the light only has love energy, and you cannot find it in the mind, because the mind is not created by the light. So just sit back and relax, and hopefully you can have this wonderful experience now. Okay. So we'll go into another room on the light ship. Remember, I forgot to mention this, but this will not work on the archives. You might feel the energy, but you will not be going to the light ship if you're listening to this archive. But the energy will be there. So here we go. We're going to be going into the room. We had a request to go into where the dolphins are. So the dolphins are very, very beautiful. And here we go. We're in this large pool of water. And the dolphins are here. And then after that, we'll go see the mermaids. So here we go. Experience the dolphins. And they come in groups of three. And if you wish to put your hand down in front of you, you can notice that about a foot in front of you, you're going to feel the presence of the skin of the dolphins. This is what you're doing now on the light ship. So have your own little experience here, and we'll see you back in about a minute or so. Mermaids are. So here we go. And again, you can put your hand out if you wish to touch their bodies. You may feel the energy. Your hand might all of a sudden stop in front of you. So here we go. We're in with the mermaids right now. So there are starfish on the light ship. They do healings too, so we'll go into that room since we're doing a lot of the water energies here. And the water that you're in is silver and sparkles like diamonds. So here's the starfish. For a room of laughter, so here we go. They do have rooms that can heal with laughter, so we're in this room right now, and let's see if you start getting a smile on your face. So here we go, we're in there, and here's the energy coming down here for us to experience. another location. This is the room where the doctor teams are there. Remember, we select our doctor teams on the light ship. Every healing that you have is between you and them. And this room is for people who have pain in their bodies. This is the pain release room. So again, request your healing. The light only works in the now. And they really hold no memory of consciousness that's not in the now, so you want to always request healing. And we're going into another location. We have a request for gums and teeth for healing. So this is all probably head-related issues, so the light beings are going to be working with you. Just give your request now. Request could either be out loud or it could be, you know, the thought in your heart center. People who have maybe concerns of their back or tight muscles or something. The light beams are working with your hips and your lower back, upper back, so they can work with scoliosis if you have a problem there. Remember, your healing takes place according to your beliefs and your faith, and that's determined by basically the thoughts of your ancestors, what they believe. This is who you are today, is all of their thoughts accumulated, and the manifestation is you. This is your predisposition of life, is what's created in you and your genetics. So we're still in the room of laughter. Make it a little more clear for people on your genetics. This is why, if you notice, royalty, kings and queens normally always intermarry into the family genetics so that they keep that high consciousness and it doesn't get diluted out. This is the reason why they do that. This may make sense to you now, and this is why you must work on yourself to get rid of all the stuff that does not resonate with you in this lifetime, because you wish to change and have a better life. I'm going to go into another room. This is the beautiful amethyst waterfall room. We're underneath the water right now as it caresses our body, and the water does not actually touch our body. It just flows around us. It's very, very soothing. And here we go. Again, they're still working with our teeth, our gums, our back, our muscles, our hip joints. Even though we leave one room, as I'm talking about going into another, we're still in those same rooms. So definitely request your healing. To another room. This room is a very special room. And this room is where the spirit of St. Bernadette is, and they're going to manifest for us the healing waters of Lourdes, France, like they brought down here. And in the room also was Mother Mary. These are the spirit energies of these two beings. And we're walking into this room now, and we're walking into this beautiful water, and the water does not attach to your body. This is the way Lourdes, France is. You don't have to bathe. When you do bathe, you don't have to take a towel with you. The water doesn't touch your body. And here we go. We're in this room. Walking into the water. And again, request your healing. Another special healing. This healing is for the extraterrestrials that are out there that wish to have a healing to come into the light. These are the ones from the dark side, the dark universes. The light ship is going to give them a chance for their complete healing if they wish to come into the light. And the healing process is that they'll be given a spirit to go into their present life form, whatever that would be. And then they can obey spiritual law, which means non-interference, and to live in joy, love, and light. And so all the ones that are willing to come into the light, the light ship is now giving them permission to come to the light ship now, and they will be blessed in the universe of light here. To a special room. This is where you were created on the light ship. You normally never return to this room except at these special times of ascension. So we're going to go into the room, and the light ship is going to recreate your spirit energy from what it was when you were first created from the light ship, where you were created as a spiritual blueprint. And that's manifesting now. We all have our own room that we're going into. And as you open the door, you're going to see your beautiful spirit across the room. It's like a beautiful white silhouette. And I'll count to 10 as your spirit fully walks into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Healing. And if you notice now, it's very hard to get a negative thought in your mind because your mind is not connected to you. You're strictly in heart energy. What we call love comes walking in. That's the lyrics from the Van Halen song, Love Walks In. And then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in. Contact is all it takes. you must ask. Help us with our immune system. Remember, we're still in the other previous room, especially the pain release room. So here we go. We're in the room to help our immune system out. So you may find your body temperature increasing during this process, and that's perfectly normal. To here, so here we go. I count to 10 and we'll be back here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, wow, that was really a special treat. So, we have about 5 minutes or so left to go. So if anyone has something they'd like to talk about or other questions that they have, you can go ahead and type that in on the fast chat. I think we had one earlier from Mike, if I'm not mistaken, about what life and reality will be like after the ascension process. Will it be joyous or will it be serious? Questions like that. Would you like to address that, Ron?
Yeah, it'll probably be more of a neutral, heart-based energy. So everything will be very, very peaceful. So there will be probably very little emotions involved in it like we know of it here, but it's going to have a lot of joy. It's hard to use words that are emotional because the heart energy is a very caring energy, but really there's no emotion that you can really put on love energy, which is probably what you feel right now. You just feel completely at peace. So I would say you're going to be in a very peaceful place.
It's a little hard when you talk about emotions when you're talking about being somewhere that's out of duality because on the emotions, they tend to have opposites, whereas the pure love energy of the heart doesn't have that. So I'm sure it will be very wonderful. That's one thing for sure.
It'll be much like the way you felt on the light ship.
Okay, let's see. Well, would you like to talk about any of the upcoming events? I know it's a long ways off, or it seems that way. We just had that beautiful four-hour Ascension conference call today, and that's a once-a-month thing. But you might want to mark that on your calendars for September so you can plan on it because it's just very a very wonderful experience, and you don't want to miss it if you can get on it. It's the third Saturday of September from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. Pacific. And Ron, would you like to share some of the details about that?
Yeah, the date is September 20th. And, like on today's event that we had, the 4-hour Ascension call, we had special blood put into the bodies, amber blood. That's quite awesome. They work with your kidneys and liver. They do like a physical tune-up to you or for you. They can help take away densities. We went into many water rooms for water charging. We also went out on one of the defense fleet little ships, and where each one of us was able to maneuver it, went into the center of the earth here, went into the water here. May not be exactly the center, but we'll just call it that, or inner earth, and able to connect with the beautiful life forms in the water and have healing done. It's quite an awesome experience. You know, it's really hard to put words into it. It may sound kind of sci-fi or like it's out of this world or like it's kind of all in your imagination, but believe me, you go there, and it's quite awesome to have the experience, especially when you're in the water and you have the healing work done. And it just takes, you know, a few times to go on these calls, and you start to be able to see more energies or feel them. I've had people that have been on the calls who at first they're kind of going by blind faith and they don't really know, but it kind of feels good to them. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, they see a light beam or they feel this wonderful energy come to them, which they never have felt in their life. And all of a sudden, their whole paradigm has shifted. And so this is not, like I said, UFO stuff. This is pure energy from the creation energy that created you. So you're actually seeing true life being energies. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, yeah, and I'll just add on to that a little bit, that beautiful experience with the inner earth and the water that we went into there was so healing. Quite a few people commented on that as it was happening, how strongly they felt that beautiful healing. And the waterfall, there were like a succession of different colored waterfalls there also, and it was just really, really wonderful to feel that.
And we have a comment from Ray here about his, I believe, dog Honey, who adores the mermaids. So he's able to connect with the dog and just maybe even watch the dog, and it's just a lot of love energy going between the mermaids and the dog. A lot of animals will actually show up around your house. I have people talking about when they get on the conference calls that all of a sudden their windowsill gets filled full of birds. I think Kyle mentioned today that his yard had some rabbits in it, I believe. He lives in Iowa and is in the middle of town. And all of a sudden these beautiful little beings, you know, show up and want to partake in the creation lightship energy. And this is not uncommon. I have people who have had gardens and flowers, and they're much larger than everybody else's on their block. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia, again.
I think there was one question earlier, which was about when the ascension is going to happen.
Well, the prophecies, remember, prophecies are from the dark side. You have to realize that, and they're all claiming about 2012. So you may say, well, why am I saying those are from the dark side? Well, that's mind energy. Remember, the light only works in the now. So if you write down on a piece of paper and keep it with you, when you start to questioning things, the light's only in the now, and your spirit is your only connection to the divine energy because it's connected to the divine energy of the light. And so those are the two main things. So what happens is the darkness knows that around every 2,000 years, the light ship comes to clean out the darkness out of its creation. So that's why you have the prophecy today. And I'm sure that in every other culture previously, there was also the same information brought forward. And so the dark side knows about when that's going to happen, according to their blueprint. Remember, they're controlling us. So I'll switch gears here a little bit. The dark side has us programmed through our astrological chart, and it we follow that script unless we can break away from it. This is why you have, you know, the a printing on the palm of your hand for palmistry. This is why you can go to any newspaper and read about your horoscope. I use the word horror. And this is why you have a natal chart. This is why the planets connect to you. So all this is the dark side energy doing this process. So the only way to get out of it is to get into the heart. So the mind energy was not created by the light. And once you can break away from that, which is, like I say, difficult because of the mind control that they're putting on us here, but once you can break away, like on this show, and have healings done, and I do specialized one-hour healings with people to get you more into your spiritual consciousness by getting rid of these densities from you, then you're able to understand the true love energy that you really are. So our time is kind of getting close to ending here. So the main thing is to know that light only works in the now, and anything outside of the now is not created by the light. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so the light only works in the now, and like you said, Ron, our connection to the divine is through our own spirit in our heart center and not in the mind. So if you take anything away from you for the rest of your weekend to ponder on or to practice going into your heart center and connecting with your own divinity within. So we'll just say blessings to everyone, and we will see you Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. Until then, much love and stay heart-centered.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and you just need one book with one page, which will say Go Within. See you later, and have a wonderful evening. Bye.